Lansing Public Schools. We knew that they were in financial peril. We knew that there was going to have to be some closings of some buildings and that it would affect a lot of folks. Kathleen Levy is on the other end of our line. She writes for LSJ.com. She was at that meeting last week, and she's on the other end of our line. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Do your kids have school today?
They do.
Yeah, ours don't. For the next 2 days, it's like hallelujah for them because we've got parent-teacher conferences the next couple of days. So, before you get those kids off to school and start making lunches and whatnot, let's talk about the Lansing School District. First of all, before we go into the details, how much in arrears are they? How much are they in the hole?
Well, that is still being determined at this point. The deficit at one point was estimated at up to $20 million. I think we're going to see a lower figure than that, maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 million. You may recall they found some money in the budget that had not been accounted for, and the cuts at the state level were not as deep as what was expected. I mean, the governor's budget, the legislature hasn't finished its work yet, but it looks like they might be getting a little more funding than what they expected.
Kathleen, we had the interim superintendent here in studio for an interview. She's pretty engaging. I also think she's pretty smart, pretty brash person who discussed there are going to be some decisions made that don't make everyone happy. But from the conversation I had with you, considering everything involved, it looks like everyone got a little bit of what they wanted, and that should help the process.
You know, I think my gut feeling on this plan is that they went through public hearings last month after the original plan was announced that would have closed a high school and several elementary schools. And they kind of looked at that, and people said, you know what, we don't want fourth graders in the same building as eighth graders, and we just think that's too big of an age gap, and we don't want to close a high school. And this was kind of what the public said. And I think that this plan is an attempt to do something that works academically and gives people what they said they wanted.
So tell us what's going to close, what's going to be changed, and what's going to remain open.
Well, basically, you know, Lansing has always had a problem with middle schools. People are very happy with their elementary schools, and they tend to decide that they're going to put their kids in a different district or do something else at middle school because they don't like that environment. And what this plan really does is basically eliminates middle schools. It puts 7th through 12th graders in the high school, closes Otto, and turns Gardner into a public law and government academy, which already exists at Wainwright. Wainwright is one of the several elementaries that will close. It's Wainwright, Elmhurst, and the other one I'm blanking on right this minute. So Gardner will be like a magnet school. Dwight Ridge has already been turned into a magnet school. Otto will close, and Patton Gill will become fourth through sixth grade school. So basically, what people don't like is middle schools, and middle schools are gone. What people wanted was three high schools, and there are three high schools. Now, the younger kids are going to be segregated within the high school. They are not, for the most part, going to be out and about with the older kids. I know that's a concern that some of the parents had.
So, and once again, through our conversation, we found out it looks like it's going to please a lot of folks, and they're not going to close a high school. When are we going to see these implementations?
Sexton and Eastern will go 7th through 12th grade this fall, and Everett will go a little bit later. It's a bigger school with a little more, it'll be a little bit tougher to change that, so that will happen in 2 years. In 2014. You know, one of the things that I did think was interesting about this is there has been a lot of dissension on the board over the past year, and there has been kind of division between the board and the superintendent. People were cheering and clapping and semi-giddy at the meeting on Thursday where this decision was made, and I haven't seen that kind of an atmosphere at the school board for quite some time.
Speaking of love in the room, what happened to T.C. Wallace? He seemed to get out of town in a very quick way, and I do know the last couple of weeks before he had left that he was on the job hunt.
Yes, and I think the last that I had spoken with him, he was planning to do some consulting work during this period of administrative layoff, administrative leave that he is on through June 30th. And you know, he had been a finalist or a candidate for a job in Florida. I'm sure he's going to wind up as a superintendent or a consultant somewhere. I don't think he's done yet, even though he is 67, which is technically old enough to retire.
All right, Kathleen, what's next for the school board?
Well, you know, they've got the next big issue for them is the budget and the search for a permanent superintendent. Those are still two big issues. The budget, you know, it's down to $173 million. It used to be up in the 180s. And then with this deficit, they also have negotiations with unions. So they've kind of gotten over this restructuring hurdle, but they've got a lot of other things to face, too.
What's your gut feeling about superintendent? Are they going to bring someone from outside the system, someone from inside the system, or do you think the interim superintendent will stay?
Well, technically she cannot apply for it. That is not allowed. But the board can appoint her if they choose to do so. I think we'll probably be seeing more on that. I know that they do have some candidates who have applied for the permanent superintendency. I think we'll be seeing more about that in the next couple of weeks.
All right, Kathleen Levy from LSJ.com. Thanks so much, Kathleen. Enjoy your day.
You too.